Hi, there's a story I've been covering loosely for a little bit here now. Something I've been talking about since on the show for a while, and that is, I think teachers in the state of Mississippi, or really everywhere, I think teachers should be allowed to have guns in the classroom. I don't care what y'all say otherwise. I think teachers who go through proper training, who want to be armed, should be allowed to be armed. You know, if they've passed whatever mental capacity test they need to get to be a teacher, which I question a lot of those. If you're a good teacher, I am not talking to you. I want to make this clear. There's two different kinds of teachers. There's good ones. There's bad ones. I'm talking to the bad teachers right now. The LGBTQ rainbow supremacy teachers who are more concerned about teaching gender stuff to students than math and English. Those are the teachers I'm talking about here. So if you're a good teacher, just, I was in the car business and we got made fun of all the time. Oh, shady car salesman. It's only like 1% of them. Most of us are actually good folks, but we have to fall on that sword too. So it's just, it comes with the territory. Same with cops, same with lawyers. It's a minute, small percentage of them that are actually bad people that the rest of us have to suffer the consequences for. I can make that analogy across a lot of things. Anyway, they're trying to pass a bill up in Tennessee to allow select highly trained and qualified school staff to be armed. This is in the wake of the Covenant, the transgender psychopath Covenant private school shooting a year or so ago. Here's a quote that may damn well be one of the dumbest quotes I've ever heard a human being say. I'm just going to play it and then we'll dissect it. I will try not to interrupt. I guess context here. This is a teacher from that school.
I reflect on this time. I simply cannot imagine how I could have pulled out a gun with 10 children underfoot and in my arms. I think of all the terrible things that it could have gone wrong had I had a gun. My job that day in the face of such terror was not to take down a killer who was carrying multiple firearms, including a military-style assault rifle. My job was to move my students to safety, secure the area, keep them calm so they would not cry or make a loud noise, comfort them, and reassure myself that trained law enforcement would do their job of taking out the threat as soon as possible.
Your radio works. I'm taking a deep breath. She says, I simply cannot imagine how I could have pulled a gun out with 10 children underfoot and in my arms. I think of all the terrible things that could have gone wrong had I had a gun. Like, I don't know, maybe saving their lives? Preventing them from being killed? Protecting yourself? What are we doing? Sorry, let me mute that. It's the old Facebook there. Guys, girls, I really want your input on this. The Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Of course, you can at me on Twitter, at SaveJXN. You can send me Facebook messages, whatever. It was last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I made a video, because I want to say it was on a Saturday. I don't think we talked about it on the show. I made a video, and it was a bunch of teachers and activists there in Tennessee protesting this law passing. I think it passed the Senate side up there in Nashville, or I guess Nashville's the state capital in it. It passed the Senate side. And all these, it's the same people, guys. It's the same people that protest everything pro-America. It's the same people that protest abortion, the ability to have abortions. It's the LGBTQ. Why do you need to take your rainbow flag to an abortion rally? You've left the chat if you stand true to the game. You ain't got no dog in that race, bruh. Why you need to take your rainbow flag to the Tennessee State Capitol to protest trained teachers having guns in the classroom? What does that have to do with protecting? Let me ask this from a parental standpoint here. Parents, all things considered, a school shooting is underway, a mass shooting. There's a lot of people around here who lived through one. God bless you. Would you rather your last line of defense be a door being locked, or your teacher with a gun trained properly to save your life, to save your kid's life? Or would you rather just, hey, look, I love praying. I believe in God, but I believe in human intervention as well. And if we go through all the lines of human intervention and God still decides it's my time to go, then it's my time to go. But I don't just scroll on down the street just thinking I'm going to be out here and walk out in the middle of the road and all these cars are going to go around me. Let's take a break. Well, I tell you what, let's take a call. We're going to take a call. Calls move to the front of the line around here. Everything gets rearranged for a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Good morning. You're on there.
Hey, Quay. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good, brother. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there. Another day. Another 75 cents after taxes. look, I really don't have – first of all, let me say, I'm a huge Second Amendment guy. I don't know how many guns I own. That's
a great
probably
answer.
Probably around 20 or so. But I don't have a problem with that woman. I mean, I don't want, if my kids were still school age, I don't want some 25-year-old woman that has no idea how to operate a firearm under the best of conditions, let alone under severe duress, fumbling around with the controls on a gun that she doesn't know how to operate. I mean, that's not helping anything.
Well, that's the catch to this. These aren't teachers that don't know how to operate. To be allowed to carry, they have to go through very strenuous training. That's what, and it ain't going to be but so many of them that do it. So it's going to have to be somebody who wants to do it, who is trained to do it, pass certification, and also has to pass an additional certification, I forgot to mention this, by the local police chief or sheriff in that, you know, whether they're in the county or the city.
Yeah, and it needs to be something more than like your this straight concealed carry, or I don't know if they have enhanced carry in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Or whatever, but it's got to be something a lot more stringent than just that.
Well,
if they're going to do that.
I don't disagree with you, but I will still say this. If I'd rather have an untrained teacher with a gun as my child's last line of defense, then no gun.
An untrained teacher with a gun is probably going to add to the body count. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, versus a guy with an AR-15 just blasting the kids. I mean, I'm going to take my chances with the untrained teacher with a gun as a worst case scenario.
Well, I was just wanting to say that if that woman says she's uncomfortable, you know, brandishing a firearm, you know, during a high-stress event, yeah, I'm not going to attack her for that.
Well, And she, hey, and here's the great thing. She doesn't have to have one. They're not forcing them to.
Yeah, but you're coming out saying she's the bad person because she doesn't feel comfortable doing that. I mean, like, she said, no, I'm not the person, you know, to do this. And I support her, you know. If she's not capable of taking on the role of law enforcement, then, you know, she shouldn't be forced to.
Well, she's not forced to. That's what I'm saying. She's not being forced to. But if she just because she's not comfortable with it doesn't mean she should speak for everybody who is.
Well, yeah.
Maybe I articulated it wrong on the front end, but that's what I'm trying to say. Cool. You don't want a gun? Don't have one.
There's no reason to attack that woman for saying that she's uncomfortable, you know, being charged with the role of law enforcement. That was all. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Hey, you're on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Hey, buddy, let's do this. I need to take a break. Will you hang on through the break?
Let me call you back a few. How about that? Go ahead, take a break. I'll call you back about 10.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on WYAB. LakelandGlassIntent.com. All right, man, the phone lines have been blowing up, the text line. We're going to read it all. Let's go to the Mazda Jackson phone line for somebody who's been on hold for a few minutes now. Hey, brother, you on there?
Hey, so the last guy, I understand where you're coming from, where you don't want somebody untrained just popping off rounds, especially within a tight environment where there's kids on the other side of the walls. I get that. But what I also understand is they're hitting these schools to their soft targets. And if you don't know which classroom you're fit to pop into, if you're going to get popped right back, it's a deterrent. And just having the deterrent there, you're making it less likely that somebody's going to go in there because they're already mentally unstable, so they're going to think that everybody's armed and there's AKs around every corner. I mean, all you're doing is just making it a harder target, less appealing to hit. But, you know, so I get what you're saying about not having somebody who's all woke and, you know, all this kind of stuff, not having a gun and pop it off. I get that. You just want to make the target harder. And as far as why do they keep processing all these events with these LGBTQ flags, when they bring the flags and they're planting the flags there, it's almost like capture the flag. They're just taking more and more and more of our culture. That's the reason why whenever you see these kids doing burnouts on these flags that are painted on the ground, yeah, you get like 10 years in prison for whatever it is. They're conquering that part of culture, and they just don't want you to take the flag back.
We're going to talk about the flag here in the next hour. They were burning American flags yesterday in New York. We're going to talk about what would happen if you decide to start burning their rainbow flags. But we'll wait an hour or two to get to that. I appreciate your call. And look, to your point, again, nobody's forcing a teacher who is unqualified to have a gun. But they shouldn't. Their fear of guns shouldn't prevent a qualified teacher from having them. And I still think he can disagree with me all he wants. Her quote about, I'm going to read it one more time. She goes, I simply cannot imagine how I could have pulled a gun out with 10 children under my foot. Well, when you're under fire, you'll find out real quick how you can pull a gun out and return fire.
Well, you got to understand some of these people, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of them, they're mentally not stable. So no. She probably thinks that if she just touches the gun, it's going to just go off her. You know, if they don't come from a place of clarity and a place of, you know, you've got to protect the kids at all costs, you know, they're not thinking clearly. They're brainwashed.
Agreed, brother. Agreed. They'd rather die than fight back, not me.
Yep.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
Great call. Phone lines wide open. Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Let's shift gears over to the Guns and Gear text line this morning. Unknown texter says, I'll definitely take my dang chances with an untrained teacher with a gun. I bet if his kid was in that situation like that, and the worst thing that could happen would be, just basically saying what I just said. Worst case, if it's his kid in that scenario, do you want a teacher with a fighting chance? Or no fighting chance. Jerry chimes in. Always enjoy reading Jerry's text. He sent a meme here. It says, what's the FISA stuff? He said, your current caller on guns is no guns, is an idiot, and his kids are too. Guns versus no guns, geez. In that situation, I take the gay banana mayor with a gun versus no gun. I try to get into people's rationalizing things, and I don't think he was more upset with me calling her an idiot, and I'm just going to stand by it. She is an idiot. She don't have to have a gun. I read the law. They're not going to. That's. Well, I'm always surprised. They talked about this in Mississippi too. If you don't want one, nobody's making you have one. That's in the discussion. Just don't participate. Why is that so hard? Unknown texter. 100,000,000% agree. Hands down facts. Teachers should have guns. No questions. The first caller has feelings today, huh? LOL, someone being a little liberal today. Kenneth says, like the shooter in Pearl that got taken out by a teacher with a gun in his car. I think that's what started all this school shooting crap. I believe so. It's just like, if the bad guys are going to have them, the good guys need them. And if these nut jobs know that there's guns in the schools, they're a lot less likely to go in these schools with their guns. They want soft targets. I don't think that they necessarily have an obsession with killing kids. I think their obsession is with just killing people, and they know there's no guns in a school. You change that equation, and you're not going to have shootings at schools because they know they very well could catch one to the dome before they get to fire off their first round. Maybe it's from the teacher. Maybe it's from the school resource officer. Maybe it's from the janitor. Maybe it's the principal. Maybe it's a teacher again. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for hour one. We're going to stay on this one for a minute. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Man, been a fun first hour. All gas, no breaks. We like it like that. Hey, real quick, man, breaking news. There's been a wreck north of Fortification Street exit, and it's got traffic backed up along I-55. Now, they never tell you if it's north or southbound, but if you're in the Waterworks Curve, be on the lookout. There has been a wreck north of Fortification, but it doesn't say which lane, unfortunately. Hold on, I got it right here. It is the northbound lane. So if you're heading through Waterworks, going out north on 55, you're going to be hope you don't need to pee. You're going to be there a minute. Hey, real quick, man, Lindsey Beckham just messaged, and I forgot about this. Mississippi did, in fact, pass a bill called the Guardian Act last session. And Jill Ford was a big part of it. It says, yes, they haven't started yet. Tyndall wanted to perfect the program, but those that want to can start training this summer. That's excellent. Mississippi teachers. And there's going to be special training and all that involved. I'm going to read that. Maybe we'll have somebody on to discuss that. And that's one of the things I like about Sean Tyndall. He's like, all right, well, if we're going to do this, let's do it right. Let's be safe. Let's get the people who want to do this, who are willing to do this. And if you don't want to, I bet you're going to want your class next to somebody that does. Always rather be close to a good guy with a gun than alone with a bad guy with a gun. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back at 8:07 with Hour 2. Boom, shaka, laka, boom. You've tuned in to the free-range human show of choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards. We are live here on 103.9 FM, and my headphones have quit working again, which makes doing this awfully awkward, but that is life in the big city, as they say. What about now? There we go. I hit the wrong button. Boom, shakalaka, boom. In case y'all missed all that, you've tuned back into the show. Real quick, this segment brought to you by our friends over at Guns in Gear. All that talk about guns in the first hour, I'd be remiss if we didn't mention that teachers, as you're getting qualified and ready to be able to defend yourselves and your classrooms, get out to Guns and Gear, get with Hunter and the team, let them get just the right firearm for you, for conceal, for whatever, something you're comfortable with, something you can easily use. And hey, you already have a firearm, get out to Guns and Gear, get another one. They're the home of no limit ammo. I'm telling y'all, I got this bad feeling ammo's about to start getting really expensive again because it's about to get really, really wild over these next 12 months, as I've been telling y'all it's going to. Well, really, it's not even 12 months now. It's like, what, 8 or 9? They can, of course, take care of all of your Cerakoting and gunsmithing needs also. And, you know, look, man, you go into some of these big discount stores or these big box stores, not even discount stores, and you got to buy a gun, and people are there just riding the clock, man. They're just trying to get off. You know more about the gun than they do. They can't answer any questions. That is not the case at Guns and Gear. Those guys are going to know more about that gun than you do, most likely. Now, every now and then, a customer just gets hyper-focused on one gun. Car customers are the same way, and they just know, they can tell you everything about it. And I like that, personally, as a salesperson. Anyway. Get over there. They'll be able to answer any questions you may have. Get just the right gun for you. Just the right accessories. That's Guns and Gear. Shop them online. GunsandGearMS.com. Or just get by and see them in person. Get the full experience of getting to shop locally owned. That's where the difference is, right? You can buy anything online from anywhere. And I hope you buy online from local folks. But it's that in-store experience that's worth paying a little extra. Worth driving a little further. That customer service, buying from the owner of the dang business, breaking bread the old-fashioned way, making a new friend. You can do that over there at Yandale Road, Highway 51 North at Yandale Road, right there in Gluckstadt, Guns in Gear. All right, we got a call on hold on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Good morning, Clay.
Hey, Sylvia.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I texted you, but you didn't read my text, so I'll just tell you. I think that teacher is not being practical. She could have had a weapon with her and still comforted her students and made sure that they were calm because she simply could have said to the babies that she had, I have this for our protection. It will be all right. But I don't want you to be afraid about me having this. And she could have really done that. And as a former teacher, I would have liked to have had a weapon inside the classroom just for my own safety. And today's timing of being a teacher, it is somewhat of a dangerous job now, especially those that are in high school. These children are already not a good portion, but I do believe that some of them are already carrying weapons. And it's nothing wrong with defending yourself. And the writer who was supporting the teacher, I don't agree with him at all. But I do agree with the man who said about supporting our Second Amendment rights. And a teacher has a Second Amendment right. A teacher has the right to protect herself as well as her students. So I don't think the lady was being practical at all.
That's a great, great rational way of looking at it. I don't think she's being practical. I'm just going to be honest. I think she's an activist, and she has an agenda.
I think she does have an agenda, too, because she would not have become public about it had she not felt that she was on the woke side of this issue. But that's all I wanted to say. Good morning. I'm up, and you have a great day.
Blessed day to you as well. We always love hearing from Miss Sylvia, our OG caller. First caller of this show ever was Miss Sylvia. She is one of my absolute favorites. So let's see here, man. I'm not going to spend a whole lot more time on this unless you guys want to call, but I do want to run through some of your text. You guys take the time to type them. I take the time to read them. Roger on the Guns and Gear text line says, former quarterback running back Johnny Lindsay was shot on Wingfield campus before Luke did his deal at Pearl. That was the first school shooting I remember, Pearl being the first mass shooting. I vaguely remember that Wingfield deal. I was out of school by that point, and we didn't have the social media. So Reagan can, a little change of subject here, but we'll roll with it. Says, Mayor Lumumba, leave our water alone. If Ted Hennepin dropped dead tonight, I would rather have the captain of the Titanic deal with Jackson's water than you. You stink. On that note, you know, I hate the Jacksonians being celebrated for doing the bare minimum of their job, like getting Riverside Drive paved. I spoke at nauseam on that yesterday. They had a parade, marching bands, the news, they did a ribbon cutting, all that nonsense. And I'm sure the people that live there are excited. Guys, we get to experience stuff like that in Rankin County every day with all the pomp and circumstance. But this may be the most ridiculous thing that I've read in a while. Thank you to Michael for sending this over on the Guns and Gear text line. This is from WJTV. Jackson Water officials announced the first of many small pipe replacements have started to improve service for customers in South Jackson. Officials said aiming to replace 100 miles of pipe with similar projects across city addressing known concerns related to pipe conditions and water pressure. Here's where it gets good. The ceremony will take place Tuesday, April 16th at 3208 Lakewood Drive. They're having a ceremony to do their damn jobs today in Jackson. We're going to dig up some dirt and start replacing some pipe. When you expect less, you get less. That's all I'm going to say. That is not all I'm going to say. I got plenty more to say. Let's read some more text. Jess on the Guns and Gear text line. I personally think if the teacher is trained, yes, let them have it. But I prefer some retired vets or maybe officers locked and loaded securing our schools. You know, Jess, you make a great point there. And you look at all the money we waste as a country protecting other countries' borders. Ukraine, Israel, Palestine, on and on and on and on. I'm not picking on any of them. I'm just making a point. All the money we waste over there, and you telling me we can't lock our dang schools down? We can't harden our schools? We can't afford to rotate some National Guard members with proper training out there? I don't think we should necessarily have retired policemen. They're retired. I would think that would mess with their retirement if they did that. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, there's plenty of active duty young people that can do this. You can budget this in. If we wanted to, this would not be a problem. That's all I'm saying. They got the money for everything else. This should not be an issue. I don't want some Johnny badass volunteer over there doing it either. Some retired vet that's just over there in his free time marching around with a gun. I don't like that idea either. This needs to be somebody who works for sheriff's department, police department, combination with the school department. I mean, officially official. It makes too much sense. The money's always there when they want it. Even in cities like Jackson, move some of it over from your DEI fund. Rick says, since we have enough money to fund Ukraine, Israel, and put a train station on the moon, and since our public schools are already built like prison designs, can't we post some vets? I wish I'd read your text before I had my other spat there. Yes, Rick, I agree 100%. Let's take a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Good morning, you're on there.
Good morning, it's Buddy back.
Hey, thank you, Buddy.
Look, the guy that called that didn't want teachers armed and all, I appreciate and I respect his opinion, but all of these killings are on gun-free zones. And I'm going to go back and show my age. When Luke Woodham did his deal, the first school shooting, it was a coach that was in the National Guard that stopped him with a 1911. Now, the only thing that I fault that coach on is he didn't kill the little picker wood, because I'd have shot him right between the eyes and, you know, got on news and said, yeah, I killed him. And I don't care how good a marksman you are and how many hours you've trained or years you've trained, until you're in a shooting fight, you don't know how you are going to react. And I would actually, myself, rather face a person that's had a lot of training than a person that's, and they're talking about, I think, 160 hours of total training to face a scared individual. Because that scared individual, if they have 19 rounds, they're going to pop you 19 rounds. And weighing it out, and I have grandchildren now that are in school, I would rather say, this is going to sound bad, that teacher wound or kill one, maybe two students and stop a shooter just toting around 1,000 rounds and keep them from killing 20 kids in a classroom. And, I mean, that sounds awful, but it's ergonomically correct. And these little clowns don't go where people are armed. They're afraid to.
I like Peckerwood. We can stick with that.
And I'm going to say something. The other day you were talking about concealed carry and open carry. I'm white-headed. I'm old-looking. My face looks like a catcher's mitt. I'm a target going across the parking lot. If I got my pants on, I got at least one gun on, at least. In my house, every room has a weapon that I can get to fast. Who am I scared of? Nobody. But when I am, like, going, when me and the significant other go, like, to a shopping center, and I've got to walk across, I carry my gun open, because I'm a target to these little peckerwoods. I'm old. I should be weak. If they see a guy walking across, no weapon shown, he's a target. Me, I got one on him when I'm carrying, except for when I really got to conceal one, I never carry anything smaller than a 357 Magnum, and I can hit what I shoot at. It's a deterrent, carrying it so it's shown. But going back to the school thing, we have money to finance every program in the world, build big football fields, all this mess. We could harden these schools down. There's no reason that every school in America should have less than four officers, that is their job to be at that school. And, you know, you and I differ a little bit on retired people that are trained going into the schools volunteering, because not all of them are yahoos.
Well, what I mean by that, buddy, now, is they need to be on.
Saying they're all yahoos.
They need to be on. They need to be on the clock.
Yes,
need to be volunteer. It needs to be
right.
Your job is here this many hours a day. Don't not come because you don't feel like it, because you're a volunteer. It needs to be a real job.
Well, they could contract.
Yeah. That's what I was getting at.
You know, get some guys to go on contract and vet them completely. And, you know, your shift is, you know, 7 to 4. And you're expected to be there just like it's a regular job. I understand that. Anytime you get volunteers, you got somebody that's just not going to show up because they didn't feel good, or somebody that's overzealous that's going to show up every day.
Yes.
But,
yeah, and look, and I know some overzealous a-holes, too, that you don't want marching around school with a gun. There's plenty of that, too. You know, everybody thinks they're John Rambo. I think, you know, you need to pass, do a mental capacity test, some other things, and
yes,
be able to do it. There's some normal people out there with good heads on their shoulders, and this is our children's lives. They always talk about, if we can save just one life, just save just one kid's life, you can't put a value on that. Well, they have clearly put a value on it and decided that it's zero.
Well, I'm going to tell you, too, there are I love the police officers, but we have some that are not capable. If you have volunteers that are contracted people, you're going to have some that are not capable. If you have armed teachers, you're going to have some that are not capable. But I would rather risk that 1% that's incompetent and bank my safety on the 99%. And my attitude is the last thing that I ever want to do, ever, is have to kill somebody. That's the last thing. And now you understand that I didn't say shoot. I said kill them.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you don't want to have to live with that.
And that's the last thing. But if it comes to that, I'm capable and I can live with it. And like when I go out, my significant other, I got some friends that I go out to eat with that they understand that should something happen, I've already told them what I want them to do. You know, that we have a plan. And people say, well, you're paranoid. No, I'm not paranoid. I'm realistic. In this day and age, you better be. You better be on your toes all the time, because there's some little peckerwood just wanting to make his bones that's going to shoot you. And where it came to reality, the other night we went to Vicksburg. And coming back, the significant other, we're coming down 20. And she laid her seat down so her head was below the window level. And I said, are you afraid? She said, no, I'm giving you a good shot. But, I mean, let's face it, it is realism. It's here. Schools are targets. And one thing I'm going to throw in, if you'll notice, every one of these school shooters are on psychotropic drugs.
100%.
And I firmly believe that's a plot.
100%. Buddy, I got to take my break, brother. Thank you so much.
I enjoy your show, brother, and figure out a time we can break bread.
Hey, I think I got it figured out. I'll shoot you a text.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Bet. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with the Peckerhead Show Choice, the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back.